My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's one of the most rare things in a baseball season. A Tuesday off day.
That's a work
almost
day, man.
Never
that
happens.
Is a work day.
Even in the All-Star break, you got the All-Star game on the Tuesday. But the Padres had a very rare Tuesday day off yesterday. They'll continue their 3-game series against the Detroit Tigers tonight. And with that in mind, we didn't have Jesse on yesterday for the Incorporator, but he joins us right now. The voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler, with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, Jesse. How was your Tuesday off?
I was very busy, actually, yeah, as sure. You can imagine. But it was good. Yeah, thank you.
All right, so we know the grind on the players' bodies from the 18 and 18. I want to talk about the grind on the announcer, on the play-by-play voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler, the grind on your physical body and mind over that stretch.
Nothing like what the players went through.
Right.
You know, let's start there. I mean, the way they use their body is very different than the way I use mine and their minds as well. But, yeah, of course, it takes a toll, especially this part of the season. 18 in a row in April is very different than 18 in a row at the end of August, into the beginning of September. So, you know, I'll sound like Manny, but nobody's 100% this time of year. It's fine. We'll deal with it. This is what it is. It's the same for everybody. And, you know what? Yesterday was well earned for everybody. That's for sure. Not just the players and the announcers, but everybody on that staff, all the coaches. I am quite certain that the average fan does not realize the way everybody in that group grinds every single day. And it's part of the deal. It's the same for everybody in baseball, but it's a lot. And hats off to everybody.
Now, you had to bounce around TV and radio, TV over the weekend while Don was off in Tampa. My question, though, is so how much more, what like the hair and makeup that is involved with the Padres.tv broadcast? Is it a lot or is it a little? What do you do to get ready for TV versus radio?
From that standpoint, it's very minimal. There is no like hair and makeup person or anything like that. So I have Ben, you'll appreciate this as working in television. The extent of my makeup is some powder, and that goes on about 2.5 minutes before we do the open. And in terms of hair, you know, I'll actually like pay attention to what I'm doing that morning, as opposed to every other day when I don't really. And that is it. That's the entirety of the operation. And I make sure I shave because I don't shave every day when I'm doing radio. I shave like every other day. So for TV, I make sure I shave. That's the extent of it.
It's probably also a mental preparation of having to work with Mud Grant that you have to do some meditation of some sort. Like I saw a tweet the other day that said, man, this guy looks like he sits in his car when he gets home. And I thought to myself, doesn't everybody sit in their car for a minute when they get home? I have to mentally prepare myself to walk into Thunderdome almost every day, Jesse, and I'm sure you do the same when you're home. I think when you work with Mud on TV that night, you have to probably have a moment of like, all right, I got to get through this.
Woosah.
Yeah, woosah.
He is the most loving and most lovable person I've ever known. He has a very large personality, as everybody is quite aware. But he's that, you know, you think about a clubhouse, right? And like the way a clubhouse is put together, he's the guy that brings the energy. He's the guy that's not going to let you have a bad day when you really feel like you deserve a bad day or you really want to have a bad day. You see him bouncing around, smiling, laughing, making jokes, showing videos on his phone, and you're just automatically in a better mood. And like, I got to tell you, you got to have people like that around. You know, we were joking the other day about it, like clubhouse chemistry applies to the broadcast booth as well. You know, those things that matter downstairs matter upstairs as well, because just that, you know, we're around each other all the time. And I'm telling you, man, he has saved our lives so many times with his positivity, with his energy, with his love. And he's a very special person.
Sweet angel baby is what he is.
And you know what is so underrated with chemistry? And I think we have it, Woods, and I see it with Jesse and Tony, and Jesse even in Mud, even though they don't work together that often, is when you can take digs at someone else. It's so important. And you do it with both of those guys, even with Mud on TV. I hear them. Stunned your breath a little bit. You get them sometimes.
Yeah, it's great.
But that's great. That's what chemistry is all about. Knowing that the person you're working with is going to be okay with it.
Yeah.
Right, because it's authentic to your relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, basically, if you can do it off the air, you can do it on the air, right? Or vice versa, I guess. You know, I mean, if like that's the same kind of dig that I'm going to take at him, you know, when we're hanging out, you know, on the bus on the way to the ballpark, then, you know, it's like, all right, like, this is what we do. This is the nature of our relationship. And you have to be able to do it to yourself also, right? You can't take yourself too seriously. You got to be able to turn it around and give yourself a hard time and accept it when the other guys do. There's no question. And I think, you know, from an audience standpoint, whether it's your show or what we do, you know, people, they feel that, you know, like somebody listening and be like, all right, these guys are truly friends. That's the way I give my friends a hard time and bust their chops. I kind of like that they're doing it too. And look, are there times I've probably crossed the line, you know, maybe be a little bit too comfortable or something like that?
I've never.
But like, you know, that's again, that's part of being a friend and like, you know, noticing that, recognizing that, realizing that and pulling it back a little bit the next time. But like, I don't know, the one like I heard about from 1,000 people the other day was Mud. Like, he's like, you know, I think, you know, somebody just hit a home run and he said, I smell Jumbo Jacks. And I said to him, I said, I think that's your shirt. Like, that's the exact kind of thing.
Yeah, it was great. I heard it too.
Like, that's the exact kind of thing I would have said to him, like, you know, as I said, on the bus or hanging out at the hotel after a game or something like that. So, it's we have a really good time. We've got a really good group. I feel very lucky to be a small part of it.
It's hard to get digs in on Jesse, though.
He's just can't do it. So I'd be terrified.
He's just polished. Tough to find any avenue where you can kind of get an inroad on a dig on Jesse.
Yeah, he's taking some of me. I like it. I wear it like
easy to take digs at.
A badge of honor.
We have plenty of foibles.
Yes, that's right.
I feel like Jesse needs a foible or two.
He does. He's too perfect. Jesse Agler joins us here on Ben and Woods this morning. Now, the baseball on the field has been honestly pretty remarkable. The stretch, the whatever it was, the 27 and 28, the great record, the team playing together. Jesse, from your perspective, have you let yourself get caught up in it all? Because I know I'm like this. I'm a ball of energy that's just, I'm tamping it down on purpose. I don't want to make any bold proclamations, but I sure am pleased with what I'm seeing.
How could you not be?
I know.
You know, I mean, you have to be excited right now. You know, what that looks like for you is going to be different maybe than for me, maybe different for Manny, maybe different for Mike Schilt, you know, and so on and so forth. But like, you cannot be anything but encouraged and excited by the way this is going. They're one of the best teams in baseball, like, period. They are. You know, what that means come next month, we'll see. As we know, the volatility of the postseason is off the chart.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it seems like every result is equally probable, although I know that's probably not mathematically correct. Like, that is it. They are one of the best teams in baseball. They have played like one of the best teams in baseball. They've handled their business like one of the best teams in baseball. You know, I would at this point not discourage anyone from dreaming any dream. I wouldn't. I think it's a reasonable dream to have at this point. Again, knowing that, you know, the next 2 months is going to be insane and you have no idea which way it's going to turn. It could go 1,000 different directions, but you know, you have every right to be excited. You also have every right to emotionally protect yourself. Because we've been down this road before, as sports fans of whatever team and whatever time. And we all, I think deep down understand how hard it is to be the last one standing. The Padres obviously have never been the last team standing. But that shouldn't, I don't think, tamper your enthusiasm and your excitement, because they are clearly, if you follow this sport, you watch these games, you can tell. You can tell. They are a championship caliber team. There's no mistaking that.
That's all I've ever wanted, really, as a Padres fan, is a team that I can look at and go, yeah, they've got everything it takes. I know there are several other teams that also have everything it takes to win the World Series.
Yep.
And you'll need some breaks,
magic,
things that go your way to actually lift that trophy. But you don't have to tie yourself in knots and go through, you know, logical stretches to go, well, if this guy has an absolutely career month of October and these four guys add 3 miles an hour to their fastballs, maybe they've got a shot. No. If the Padres just play like they're capable of and have played like they've been capable of all season, they will have a legitimate chance in October. You would agree?
Absolutely. And as you said, I think as a fan, right, that's, I don't want to say all you can ask for, because of course we're all asking for that big last thing. We're all asking for that parade that Peter Seidler would talk about. But I do think you had it right. You don't have to twist yourself and contort your mind into saying if X, Y, and Z. It's just keep doing it. Keep plugging away. And Mike Schilt deserves an awful lot of credit for that, sort of the way he has steered this ship and kind of gotten his mentalities, I think, deep into that clubhouse and kind of allowed these guys to do everything that they've done.
Well, we have an interesting twist on the Incorporator today, don't we, Benny? Do you want to set it up? Now, Jesse, are you familiar with the phenomenon that is Tom, a.k.a. Welsh Fryer? You're on Twitter every now and then. You know Welsh Fryer?
Sure, yeah.
All right, Welsh Fryer's here. Say hello to Jesse Agler.
What's up, Jesse?
Hey.
Yeah, there he is, in the flesh.
How are things in Cardiff?
Yeah, it's all right. It's amazing.
I love that accent. It's all right. It's amazing. Giza, it's so good. I can do this all day. So we thought today,
we're going to give you a very simple Incorporator word.
Yeah.
Paulie?
Samfire, Pusquingus, go get it. Queen Drawbot, Lantasilio, go.
No, that's not. did you know, Jesse, that's a real town, right?
In Wales.
Yeah, real town.
Did you know that?
52 letters.
Watching Welcome to Wrexham, I feel like I picked up some of that stuff, yeah.
No.
Now say it live, Tom, while you're here.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Slamfire, Pusquingus, go get it. Queen Drawbot, Lantasilio, go.
Absolute, they're mad lads over there.
Good God.
It's insane.
Jesse, we would not make you do that. No, we're actually going to give you the simplest Incorporator word you've ever had in the history of this game. Your Incorporator word today is baseball, except you have to say it in Welsh. Tom?
Pelvas.
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 Yeah, P-E-L and then F-A-S, but the F has kind of got that V-ish sound to it. Yeah.
You know, like Pelvas tend to do.
Like Old English, like you look at the Constitution, you got those Fs in there.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yes.
You know.
Well, that's where we came from long ago, across the pond.
Exactly.
Pelvas.
All right.
Nailed it.
I love that. It would be my honor for Tom and all of our Welsh friends.
All three of them that are listening, Jesse.
My parents
his
as well.
His parents and a sister or brother?
Brother.
Yeah.
You may see him down there. He's going to be at batting practice, courtesy of one CEO, Eric Grubner, today, which Woods is just furious about, because Woods had set up on Friday for him to go to batting practice, and Group Dog just one-upped him completely.
Cut me off at the knees, Jesse.
Look, man, pecking order is a pecking
order. Yeah,
it is.
Exactly.
I get it.
Exactly.
God, it wouldn't surprise me if they get him an AB tonight just to show me up for my good deeds, but it's fine.
Tom, make sure you say hi to when we're down there today.
You'll see Jesse down there. Enjoy your double batting practice, Welsh Fryer.
Jesse, have a good game.
Jesse, have fun.
The September is here, and we couldn't be happier.
Love it. Can't wait, guys.
Right, Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres.
Did you say the September is
here? The September is here.
That mean?
I was going to say the pennant race, and then I just said, well, let's just go with September.
Ladies and gentlemen, the September is here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Do you remember the 21st night of the September?
It's incredible. Incredible. All right, well, the September is here. The Ben and Woods are also here. The Welsh Fryer is here. And the great Jesse Agler is just great. He's amazing.
He liked the Incorporated.
Pelvas.
I think there was some genuine excitement for this
I one. Thought he was saying, I thought he was being sarcastic, actually. I really did.
No, I think that was genuine.
All right.
But with Jesse, you never quite know.
Now, our pal baseball, Nick, you went to the game with him the other day.
Yeah, I went with Nick, yeah.
Now, he's on our Tier 1 baseball team. Are you going to be in town Sunday?
For half of the day. We're leaving on Sunday.
You're leaving on Sunday. Yeah. Many people were asking, is Tom going to take ABs for the Tier 1 team? I mean,
if we say yes, then you'll probably get an AB tonight for the podcast.
Yes, yay. Eric Cooper's going to make swing one it. Call yes. for
Are
us.
You inviting him to play some Pelvas with
some
you?
Pelvas. It looks like they're leaving that day. It's going to be tough with a 1 o'clock game. But Baseball Nick City did show you the best food at Petco Park.
Yep,
what did you have?
The Berea egg rolls.
I've not had those
yet. I have not either. That's a new item this year, isn't it?
I got to get that. I'm going to get that. I'll be there Friday and Saturday. Thursday and Saturday is when I will be there. I don't even know where they are.
That's a good question. What stand has the Berea?
200 or 300
I think
rolls.
It's in the Ballast Point.
The Ballast Point area. All right, yeah. I'll find them. I'm going to try those.
Is that the one under the scoreboard?
I think so. Yep.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah, all right. So I bet our chat knows and will let us know before we come back.
How do you say it? Berea?
Birria. You know I Birria. Can't roll my R's, but Birria. It's a double R, so.
Birria. I thought it was Birria.
Birria. Birria.
Nope.
Birria.
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 Birria. Egg Birria. Rolls. Egg rolls.
Right. Okay.
It's fusion cuisine.
Behind home plate, Nick says. All right.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. We will come back. We still have a Rindle report to get to. Final.
Very special voicemail.
And a very special
An angry
voicemail.
What? I would say.
Angry voice. Is it Eric Krubner?
Maybe.
Coming up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan, end of September.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, Governor?
Hello, Governor. Oh, hello, bro.
All right, I have no idea who left a voicemail or why they're angry, so Woods, you're going to have to explain it to me.
I actually don't. The voicemail just speaks for itself.
What does it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
You guys remember our pal, Scottish Friar?
Yeah. Scottish Friar, and he is...
not happy today.
He's hot.
All right, lads, that's Hamish McAllister Stewart phoning in. I've got a bone or two to pick with you lot. Would you like to explain to me why this Welsh lad is coming in studio and what makes him so bloody special? He's decided to come around the States and all of a sudden everyone's rolling out the red carpet. Aye, Mr. Welsh Friar, come on the radio. Aye, Mr. Welsh Friar, come through to Petco Park. We'll get just a batting practice. We'll play the national anthem for you at Petco Park. Are you bloody serious? Aye, have you ever been to Wales? There's nothing special there. Have you seen that language? It looks like it was generated by ChatGPT. Aye, make me a language that has no vowels. Aye, there you go. Yeah, so it doesn't exactly add up, but I've done the math and I've connected the dots, and I'm actually quite ashamed and sad to admit this, but it's quite obvious what has happened. Lads, do you know the word payola? Aye, that's right. So you connect the dots with what's going on, and I know what happened. I know that the Welsh Friar said, aye, Woods, I'm coming through to the States, and here's what I'll get you to make my way sweet and nice. I'll give you Oasis tickets. Aye, that's what happened. I know that Woods said, give us the Oasis tickets and I'll do everything for you. Aye, and that's what happened. And that's a bloody shame, because it shouldn't work that way. I should be based on how cool you are and how good at golf you are. Scotch invented golf, so aye, next time you might think about inviting your pal the Scottish Friar, not the Welsh Friar. Aye, I'll leave it there. Enjoy your champagne supernova. I'll be busy listening to the Proclaimers and Simple Minds.
He is hot. And that is not that is not
just
what
when you thought everybody loved Welsh Friar. Scottish he does have Friar, his haters out
Scottish
there.
Every, hey, it's that means you've arrived. When you have your haters, I've got dozens of them, if not more. It means that you've made it. People hate you and they hate listening to you, Welsh Friar. But that's not what happened. I did procure my Oasis ticket through another friend who is not Welsh Friar. He did tell me, you tried to get tickets to the show as well.
Yeah, I did. I was unsuccessful. My family tried to get it unsuccessful. It was a bit rough.
Well, they have just announced more dates in London for the people that didn't get tickets. Only those people will be able to get tickets for this. So they're trying to make
I'm sure that there will be no way for people to get around that and see a second Oasis show.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I think maybe the first dibs are for those people that got maybe banged out of the queue or whatever, and I think that's a cool move. It's tough. It's tough. Like, it's the hottest ticket on the planet right now, and
it's crazy. Everyone in the UK is talking about it. You know, everyone's trying to get tickets. There's got to be hundreds of thousands of people going to them. You know, they're going all around the UK as well, so it's not like anyone's out of an area. So, yeah. Right.
Was this their crazy plan all along? Was there this the long con
to
from the
sit
Gallaghers?
15 years? No.
Pretend like you hated each other and then come back together just for this giant money-making opportunity?
No, but if it was their plan, it's a brilliant one, to be sure, because they're generational wealth now for the rest of their lives. So,
one tour.
Yeah, yeah, one tour. I mean, pretty insane. But, that's not what happened. I did not accept an Oasis ticket from Welsh Friar. though I probably could have been manipulated had you worked out something in advance. Then again, Eric Rubner would have come in, swooped in, and done something even more special.
Brought Oasis to Petco Park for a private show for Welsh Friar.
Exactly.
Well, I know most people are going to the game tonight to maybe get a glimpse of Tom, but some will actually be there to see Yu Darvish pitch in his first outing since May. I mean, his last, I think, start was May 29th, and then after that, they put him on the injured list with the groin injury. And just as he was kind of starting to come back from that, that's when he went on the restricted list and was dealing with the personal family matters. So he will be back tonight, first time in, let's see, it's June, July, August, just over 3 months since his last trip to the mound for the San Diego Padres. It's going to be so nice to have Yu Darvish back on the mound and see what he can contribute for the Padres down the stretch and hopefully in the playoffs, because not only are the Padres, you know, obviously trying to clinch a playoff spot, Woods, but I'd imagine Mike Schilt and Ruben Abel are trying to figure out what that playoff rotation is going to look like once they get there. You know, there's a 3-game wild card series likely in the Padres' future. Who's the odd man out of the four right now that are your top starters?
Bro, I think it really depends on what happens the last week of the season. I think you can't prognosticate that much. That would be a fool's errand right now. If you're Mike Schilt and AJ Preller and let's look down the road a little bit. I think it's a waste of time.
There is a scenario though, and Craig was talking about this yesterday, that very, very well may happen. The last week may end up being meaningless. Yeah, you know, we've got all these expectations for three against the Dodgers and three against the Diamondbacks, but you might be too far from the Dodgers and you might already have a lead over the Diamondbacks by the time you get to that last series. So it may not be that important, and you may be able to line up your pitching for a 3-game series. I still think the question of who those three are going to be is is fascinating. I think Dylan Cease is...
All things equal, everyone's healthy?
Yeah, everyone's healthy. Everyone's pitching well going into the postseason.
Darvish, Cease, and Musgrove.
No.
No King. King's been so good in the second half of the season.
If you're saying Darvish is healthy and pitching well, it's Darvish, Cease, and Musgrove.
You go with your veterans.
Yeah. All right.
No one's had a lower ERA in the Padres rotation.
Darvish
is the
question mark, but it's under these parameters. Yeah. Healthy and pitching well? That's a no-brainer.
Based on those parameters. And, with the innings that Michael King has thrown and will throw.
You'll see him in game four of the next round if you make it.
Or is he because he was a bullpen guy for the Yankees, does that make him like your first guy out of the bullpen in one of those games?
You're probably right, man. It probably is Darvish, Cease, Musgrove, and then if you need King in one of those games, what a nasty weapon to have. And this is, again, what Flan talked about, what Bruce Bochy does so well, using his fours and his fives to then become, you know, massively valuable pieces in a playoff run. That's a really good problem to have.
Maybe Cease has to pitch that Sunday to finish out the regular season because you need that game. Then maybe King starts game three of the wild card if it gets to that point. And you know what? I remember growing up, I saw Randy Johnson come out of the bullpen.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, 100%. You've seen with Dylan Cease come out.
Kershaw.
Anything that's always worked, right? Yeah. So you got a lot of options here. And
but I guess,
not a bad
I guess when you think about it that way, if someone is going to have to come out of the bullpen in that series, makes the most sense for it to be King.
That'd be disgusting.
Yeah, it would be really, really nasty. But I think right now it's way premature. We just don't know how it's going to play out. I mean, you could be, let's be honest. If we're going to look at one side, we need to look at the other side. You could be fighting for your life that last week of the season. True. You really have no idea. I mean, it's not like the playoffs start next week and we're trying to, there's still a 22 games.
Any of those four I'm pretty comfortable with.
Absolutely.
In the playoffs. So even if you have to go right to the wire, not all four of them are going to pitch in that last series.
Right.
You'll have someone who is in reserve who will be fresh and ready to go on that Tuesday for game one of a wild card series.
Yeah, I mean, Adam's asking the question, could King pitch multiple games out of the bullpen, like two innings in games one and three? I think the answer is absolutely yes. We asked Mike Schilt, and what did he say on Friday? Probably his best appearance of the year. He's like, this is what you play for. This is why you play baseball, is for this. So I don't see a lot of guys on our team.
He could be on standby. If Joe has a rough second inning, get him up.
What I don't think you're going to have to worry about with this team that you did last year is guys going, hey, not me. Not today. I went yesterday. You're not keeping Tanner Scott out. You're not keeping Robert Suarez out. You're not keeping Jason Adam out. You're not keeping King out. You're not keeping any of these. There's not one guy on that team that wouldn't say, I'll take it. Not one. And that's what's massively refreshing about this year. There's not one guy down there that's like, well, I really need to watch the mileage on my arm. Tanner Scott is going to be a free agent. He's like, pitch me every day. I'll throw every single game you need me to throw. That, in and of itself, changes the mentality of this baseball team 180 degrees from last year.
Well, we'll see. Yu Darvish hopefully takes that first step toward being one of those guys that's going to be a critical playoff contributor for the Padres. That's 6:40 tonight. Sammy Levitt with your EcoWater SoCal pregame show at 5:40. Keter Montero starting for the Tigers. Right-hander, 24-year-old, 4-6 with a 5.17 ERA. Still have our Rindle report to get to. Woods came in this morning tipping his cap to someone that I did not expect he would be tipping his cap to. And that story will be part of the Rindle Report, if I'm not mistaken. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All right, this segment of Bennett Woods is brought to you by California's Department of Transportation. This is important. Woods, listen up. Eastbound Interstate 8 will close from Jackson Drive to Route 67 from 9 p.m. Friday, September 13th, through 5 a.m. Monday, September 16th. Follow the detour signs on Route 125 if you are in the area, and then give yourself more time to reach your destination.
I'll be in San Francisco, so sorry. It doesn't affect me.
You're going to San Francisco?
Yeah, to go watch the pods.
Where you been?
And for Hannah's birthday. Yeah, where have you been?
I just can't keep up with all of your trips.
Hannah's birthday, going up Friday.
I know it's birthday month.
Birthday month.
Has arrived.
It's a big deal. Got the Padres Giants at Oracle, first time in Oracle on Friday night, taking the kids.
Okay, that does vaguely ring a bell now.
And then the next day we're going to Alcatraz.
You haven't been talking about it that much.
No, I'm excited for it. My new thing is I guess Oasis I've been talking about, but I just try to like forget it almost. I try to forget it so that I don't get too worked up about it. you know. But I'm excited to go to Oracle. You know, could be potentially a pretty big game. So, and then, of course, I'm elated to go to Alcatraz. I'm still obsessed with Alcatraz.
Have you ever been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when Hannah and I went years ago? Like, we had just started the show, and I came home, and I was, remember I was, like, watching documentaries about the Anglin brothers and doing rabbit holes on it. Yeah. And now Bo's obsessed with it, and Taylor's pretty committed. So it's we're really excited to take
them. Has that been a threat?
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to show you guys how the other half. This is what happens if you make bad decisions. Keep talking back. You won't brush your teeth. This is where you could be. Al Capone never brushed his teeth. Look where he ended up. Alcatraz. So I'm really excited about that.
It's kind of cool, though, still.
Cheater says Vacation Woods is at it again. I'm not going on vacation. I'm actually working. And I'm leaving after the show, and then I'll be back before the show.
It's just a weekend.
Just a weekend.
It just happens to be a weekend away.
Yeah, weekend away.
It's trip woods,
yeah,
not
it's
vacation
trip.
Woods.
I'm excited.
All right, Paulie's got the Rindle Report. We'll get to that after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
We will start off in Major League Baseball. Little post-game audio. Ozzie Guillen did it again, man.
He sure did.
He went off. Did you see any of this? He went off on Hunter
Wendelstedt. Yep.
Who ejected Grady Sizemore in the game. And then NBC Sports Chicago, they have their post-game show,
it is
the
wild,
studio
man.
Show. It's Ozzie Guillen, a couple of guys. They're all in their couches or on their soft chairs. And Ozzie Guillen went absolutely scorched earth on Hunter Wendelstedt. And there's really no story here. It's just great audio, and I'm all for it. Take a listen to this.
All right, so you have Hunter Wendelstedt. He's the home plate umpire.
I wish I'd punch you in the face.
Why? Oh, you have a history with him?
He's the first guy kicked me out of the game in the big league.
He was?
With no reason.
Hunter Wendelstedt.
Yes.
I'm sure Ozzie did nothing to warrant an ejection,
totally,
by the way.
Totally.
Ozzie's very unfiltered.
And I played third baseman, and his dad, he was a
legend.
Legend. Then I say, you know what? You know the pimple your dad is behind.
You're not a pimple on your daddy's behind.
So Harry Wendelstedt, his father, was a longtime umpire, fairly well-respected. Hunter is just not as good.
No.
Padres had that criticism recently.
Do you know you pimples your daddy's behind?
You're not a pimple on your daddy's behind. Yeah.
Because he kicked me out running out of the field. Like, okay, I went out to second base, and he kicked me out of the game. Like, wait a minute. Do you know who I am?
Whoa.
Don't leave. No, he said, don't leave with your daddy's name. I spent more years in the big league as you. But I think the call you make today, I never argument about calls in TV. Obviously, with the uniform, I did it almost every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the calls you make today, it was horrible.
Wow.
It did. Major League Baseball.
He's bigger than the game.
He's bigger than anything out. Look at how fat he is.
Oh, my God.
Look at how fat he is. He should be embarrassed to wear that uniform.
Oh,
look at how fat he is. He should be embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
To wear that uniform.
Oh, look. He's like, look at how fat he is. Look at how fat he is. Holy
Ozzie's not
smokes.
Necessarily the most politically correct commentator in baseball, but he's definitely unfiltered.
Wow.
I don't know. The strike zone wasn't good when the Padres had him just a few days ago.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Never seems to be good.
Holy cow.
So basically, Ozzie Guillen is against nepotism. What he was just ranting about.
You're so not a pimple on your daddy's ass. Your daddy's behind.
Yeah, got him.
Look up, body.
All right, we'll go a little bit out of order here. She's back. I don't know that she ever left.
She didn't leave. She's been here.
Hawktua.
Yeah.
Her 15 minutes has extended indefinitely.
I'm a big fan of her. And we're going to get a lot more of her. So we've talked about her. Of course, she had the viral clip. And a lot of people got upset at how famous she got.
They're still upset.
She didn't do anything wrong. As far as I'm concerned, Haley Welch innocent. You want to have a bigger conversation about how you can say one thing on a video clip and have it go viral and literally change your life? That's a bigger picture conversation. But she didn't do anything wrong. In fact, I think she's actually done some good. I saw a video of her, like, she's like, hey, I only got 15 minutes. I'm going to use it for good.
She does a lot for dogs.
Like animals
and things like that. That Mets first pitch was to raise money for a shelter or something. So, yeah, that's good. Well, not a lot of people take their 15 minutes and do good with
it. Yeah. So I say good for her. And we're going to get a little bit more of her. Yesterday, she had a big announcement. We'll play that for you right now. About what Haley Welch, Hawk to a Girl, has coming down the pipeline.
Y'all really thought I was done? I'm just getting started, baby. I'm Haley Welch. A little while ago, my life took a complete left turn and it changed forever. And along the way, I've realized that everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Well, now it's my time to talk. Check out my podcast every week, Talk to Them, where I'm sitting down with the coolest guests and having actual conversations with them.
Talk to a
podcast.
Yeah, you got to give credit where credit is due.
You were very tickled by that.
It got me so good. I thought to myself, sometimes the answer is just right in front of you. What should I call my podcast? Like, talking with Haley? No.
Oh. Talk to it.
Talk to a. Talk to a.
Talk to that thing.
Talk to a. Brilliant.
Will she have guests?
She will. I mean, she just said in the right. promo.
Yeah.
We even listen?
And then she said actual conversations as opposed to
catchphrases.
Or just silence on a podcast. I'm going to have actual conversations. Talk to her. Now, I won't listen to one single solitary second.
No.
No.
Not even a little bit.
Oh, no. Come on. It premieres next Tuesday.
Okay.
Can give that a listen.
I'm not going to listen to it, but I support her, and I'm proud of her.
I'm sure there will be plenty of clips going around.
Oh, yeah. We'll play some, but I'm not going to go listen to it. I promise you.
All right. And then finally, this is just more of a little bit of a conversation starter here. We've done this in the past, but we were talking earlier. I don't remember if it was on the air or off the air about fantasy football. We had our fantasy football draft yesterday.
We did.
Everyone's feeling good about their teams, but somebody has to lose. And we were talking about the worst punishments for the fantasy football loser.
This is a relatively new phenomenon.
I think so.
When I was growing up, back in the 60s and 70s, when we played fantasy football, you just paid your money, and if you lost, you suffered the indignity of losing the game, right?
But there's a purpose to it. It's to keep players from just phoning it in at the end of the season when they know they're not making the playoffs, but they're playing. You don't want, oh, I've got my big game, but the other guy's playing the last place team. He doesn't even set his lineup. He doesn't care anymore.
Isn't that cost of doing business, though, honestly? Like, that guy paid his $100. He is entitled to run his team any way he chooses.
But it affects the outcome of the league at the end.
Again, cost of doing business. I totally understand it. I'm not the guy that doesn't set his lineup.
You played them early in the year, and he was, like, still caring, and he set his lineup, and he beat you, and then he plays the other team that you're tied with at the end of the season. He doesn't even, you know, put in a quarterback because he doesn't care.
I know. It's a bummer. It's a bummer, certainly.
That's why you have the punishment at the end, to keep them at least setting a lineup to try to win as many games as possible.
I mean, you already lost $100-$200.
So I know we talked about the one.
Yeah, but you can't get that back. But you can stop yourself from the punishment by trying until the end of the season, possibly.
Yeah.
We talked about the one at the Waffle House.
Yeah, what was that one?
You just had to stay there for like 24 straight hours at a Waffle House. There was a one at McDonald's or a fast food restaurant where like every cheeseburger you ate, like every food item had minutes deducted. So you had to be there for like 12 hours. And if you ate a chicken sandwich, it was take off 15 minutes or something like that.
Our beloved Welsh fryer here has one that they do over in Wales, right? You were telling me about a fantasy football punishment with the orange shirts. Tell everybody about that one.
Oh, yeah. So there's there's an organization in the UK called Just Stop Oil. And they wear these orange T-shirts with their logo on it, and they do really harsh things to obviously campaign, block roads. They pour paint onto, like, fields of sports events. One's is. You've got to wear a Just Stop Oil t-shirt and go into airports, sporting events. You get stopped by every security guard there is. You know.
Because they all think you're there to disrupt normal life.
If you've really you've just lost your football league and you have to wear it to sporting events.
Yeah.
And everyone's staring at you like waiting for you to make some sort of
scene.
People get kicked out of places
for just wearing it.
I've seen one where some guy went on the plane and the pilot pulled him over and said, you got to take it off, otherwise I'm not flying the plane with you.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Holy, Just Stop Oil. That's a pretty good punishment, actually.
So I Googled some other classics, and there was like a Reddit thread of, I need the worst one for my life.
Yeah.
So I got a few here. The loser has to sit outside of a stadium during game day. And play an instrument, and they can't leave until they raise a certain amount of money.
Just like you have the violin case open, and you're just there until people throw enough money in it.
Loser has to go to open mic comedy night, prepare a set, while the rest of the league members sit in the audience and heckle the hell out of them.
Amazing one. Amazing. We didn't have any of these punishments in our media league. No one even really chatted in the chat. Everyone just drafted, and nobody really wanted to talk to each other.
Woods, if you lose, your punishment is you have to do the league again next year.
You got to do a photo shoot for a calendar, 12 photos.
Oh, that'd
be fun. You give them to everybody.
You can have fun with that one.
This one sounds awful. Make the loser dress up in a suit and tie and go take the SATs. Like, show up to a high school cafeteria as a 40-year-old man or whatever and take the SATs.
That seems horrible.
That's just a long
day. I mean, that's only 3 hours compared to, like, 12 hours in a McDonald's, but somehow the 12 hours in a McDonald's seems better hours of taking an SAT again.
I have ours. I mean, we have one that's standing. No one is man enough to take it on this show. Right. I mean, it's the worst punishment for me and for us, I think, that you could do, and it's go to a Padres baseball game in jeans, tennis shoes, and a spandex shirt.
Oh, my God.
And I mean spandex, your Under Armour type shirt, not loose fit, the one you wear under your jersey to keep things tucked in and tight. We all wear them, compression, if you will. Wear that as your outerwear and a Padres hat, and you walk around. You go get a hot dog, a beer, and you walk around. And listen, here's the worst part. I see a dozen of those guys a game.
By choice.
They're like, when they leave their house, they're like, hell yeah, throw this on. Yeah, it's skin tight. I can barely breathe, but I'm wearing this to the game. You see every fold. You see every nook. You see every cranny. And you go, why, man? You could throw a t-shirt
muffins?
On. Yeah. Well, they put a t-shirt on. That punishment for me is literally the fear of, like, and everyone knows, so you're just sitting there in your tight spandex, and when you sit down, your belly, I mean, it's just accentuated. It's no good.
I saw one, the loser has to get their hair cut by the winner.
Oh, that's a nightmare. Dude.
That's awful.
That's like bullying.
Like, I don't know that, like, I'd feel good if I was the winner. I'm like, all right, I'll just give you a little trim here. I'm not going to, like, give you a buzz,
Friar cut.
Mohawk, Friar
the
cut.
Friar cut.
Oh. I bet people don't realize that that the round table is actually a fantasy football punishment.
It
we
is.
All lost.
We lost.
And have to do an extra
hour
on the air every single week, commercial free. That's our fantasy football punishment.
Yeah, after a 4-hour show. That's exactly right. We'll be back tomorrow for the round table.
We will be. Our fantasy football punishment continues with another week of roundtable tomorrow. First, a 4-hour show. Talk about tonight's game. Welsh Fire, thanks for coming in. Enjoy the game tonight and batting practice. Annie and Elston are coming up next. For Paul Reindl, Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style.
you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.